Well, it's a logical extension to what we're doing in the airline industry at the moment. And three big issues are absolutely central to this file. So whether it's a private rail company, a public rail company, or a public-private partnership company, these rules apply, no matter what railway you're taking across the European Union. Secondly, there are clear rules when it comes to cancellations or late trains in terms of a reasonable amount. The right of that public utility company, or indeed the private sector company, their obligation to pay back to people a portion of their rail ticket. Thirdly, there are new rights for citizens when it comes to actually using the railways. The minimum expectation when it comes to services. Huge new rights for people with disabilities, their rights to enter and exit the trains in a way which suits them. New rights for people with bicycles in terms of their access to use the rail lines. And overall, this is a package of measures that I think ordinary consumers who use the rail lines will actually get some benefit for right the way across the European Union.
Puts up a big challenge for Irish Rail back home in terms of the rights for people with disabilities and even that whole push towards encouraging bike users as well to use it. I mean, the capacity on the trains is pretty limited at the minute, isn't it?
It is, but I think it's important that as European citizens, there's a cohort of rights that are there for people who use all forms of public transport, or indeed private transport, that there shouldn't be any kind of wavering doubt just because it's Ian Rod Éireann as against another private sector company, that the rights would be diminished one way or the other. That would not be acceptable. So these are rights that I think are proportionate. There are things that can happen over a period of time. The implementation phase will take some years, and Ian Rod Éireann will have to have some time to get their act together.
Can you give us an example of, say, some of the compensation measures that will be on offer in the, say, trains being delayed, etc.? What would the rights be?
If your train is completely cancelled, you're entitled to half the money back. If you are waiting for a period which is set out in the regulation, I think 1 hour, 2 hours, you're entitled to a proportion of a refund or a discount on a price of a ticket at the next time you use the particular company's train. So it's clear enough as to what the obligations are for the public sector and private sector providers, and clear enough as to what your rights are as a citizen.